President John Mahama will leave Accra this evening for the United States to attend the U.S.-African Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C. Another important highlight of the president's trip will be the signing of the second compact of the Millennium Challenge account, worth more than half $1 billion, which will be channeled into the energy sector. Pascaline Adadevo throws more light on the president's visit to the United States.
President Mahama's participation in the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit is at the invitation of U.S. President Barack Obama. The summit will be attended by the continent's heads of state and is aimed at deepening the rich and long-standing partnership between the U.S. and the African continent. Topics like investing in Africa's future, peace and regional stability, and governing for the next generation will be discussed at the summit. An important highlight of President Mahama's trip will see Ghana signing the second compact with the Millennium Challenge Account Cooperation. Another aspect of the second compact will ensure that about $10 million is dedicated to the expansion of electricity access to SMEs, infrastructure upgrades, and overall improvement in electricity access to Ghanaians. Ben Dochemalo is presidential spokesperson.
The second compact is expected to be a key turning point in ensuring the delivery of safe, reliable, and secure energy to Ghanaians, not just individual homes, but to industries. And this will be a welcome development that should spur economic growth and generate opportunities for the people of our nation. Let me also mention that more than $300 million from this amount will be dedicated to the modernization of utilities operations in the Electricity Corporation of Ghana and NETCO, and also help tackle outages as well as the heavy technical and commercial losses that currently affect the distribution sector.
The First Lady Lordina Mahama, who accompanies her spouse, will also participate in a number of events, including meeting of the spouses of all the African heads of state. Topics to be discussed include girls' education, dealing with underdevelopment, as well as exploring global health and economic opportunities for women entrepreneurs. President Mahama will return on August 10th.
Reporting.